99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand.
99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. I don't know if we can still see it, but right now, it's a super flower blood moon.
Oh, seriously?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I looked at it late last night, because I got to be honest, I didn't sleep very well last night, but I saw it looked like a really full, bright white moon when I saw it.
Yeah, this morning when I was coming into work, it was a full moon. I didn't see the blood part, but my daughters last night coming home from dance were like, "Did you see the moon? It was a blood moon." And
like, what time was it the blood moon? Do we know?
Probably around 9 p.m.
Ah, dang.
But apparently you can still catch a partial eclipse just before the moon sets. Now, the moon has, I guess, already set because it's supposed to set around 5:45 in the morning. So I don't know if you can still catch it or not, but the partial eclipse happening. But yeah, happening right now. Super rare. Super flower blood moon.
Wow. Maybe someone got a picture of it. A video.
Oh my gosh.
That I can try to find on the internet later.
Yeah, on Twitter, I've seen so many pictures already of the blood moon that people have like sent in to meteorologists here locally. So, yeah, you can see the pictures. Hopefully, maybe you even caught it yourself. But I don't know if anything weird happens during the blood moon, but here it is. Happening in real time.
Wow.
I know.
Amazing stuff in space.
I know. We're living in the future right now on 99.7 DJX. All right. Coming up here today, we've got more tickets for Billie Eilish to give away all this week. So today, tomorrow, and Friday before they go on sale, you got your tickets here on 99.7 DJX. Got Setting the Bar stories. We have to also determine whether or not we think a listener of ours is being the jerk.
Uh-oh.
Yep, all coming up here on 99.7 DJX. I don't know if you caught Justin Bieber on The Voice last night. He was there as well as Adam Levine returning with Maroon 5 to The Voice. Not in the judge's chair, but to perform Beautiful Mistakes there on the finale of The Voice last night. And I mean, do you care if I drop who the winner was?
Well, I feel like go ahead. We're saying a spoiler alert right now, but we're putting up kind of like the highlights and all the things up on the website at WDJX.com.
Yeah. Blake Shelton notches his 8th win in 10 seasons.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So his guy, Cam Anthony, ended up winning The Voice last night. 19-year-old Cam Anthony. And so, yeah, Blake Shelton once again. That
wow.
Dude is just
the GOAT.
Yeah, he's got the golden touch 100%.
There were a lot of people. Ben Platt, Lauren Daigle performed, Thomas Rhett. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there was a ton of star power. Gwen Stefani.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was, and again, it was kind of a celebration of Blake's 10 years on the show.
Right.
Like, he's kind of the OG.
Well, yeah, he's been on every single season of The Voice. Like,
yep.
Some of the other judges may have changed. Blake's been there.
He's been the one constant.
Yep, from day one.
But with also, what's his face? Who hosts it?
Oh, Carson Daly.
Yes, Carson Daly.
Yeah, all right. I guess
yep.
Carson's he over here going, hello.
That's the real bromance right there.
Yeah, Carson and Blake.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, we'll get all that up, the highlights at WDJX.com. Coming up next, it's feel-good stories. We do them every hour. Kelly, what are you working on?
A 9-year-old found something in the car that was pretty incredible. And it's a stark reminder, especially when you buy a vehicle, to check your car.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
But in this case, it's good because it's a feel-good, right?
It's a feel-good.
All
absolutely.
Right. That's coming up next, 99.7 DJX. All right, every hour we give you feel-good stories brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. Kelly K.
We go to Plainfield, Indiana for this one.
All right.
9-year-old Landon cleaning out the SUV that his family bought back in September.
Mm-hmm.
Found something that really shocked his dad. So he cleaned out the Chevy Suburban. Mm-hmm. Looked under floor mat, found an envelope. So Landon tells his dad, like, hey, I found this envelope. They bought it last September again. Yeah. And his dad was like, okay, whatever. He's nine. I'm like, you found something. That's great.
Right.
And he's like, no, Dad. Really, I found something you should probably see. I walk over. I see it. I reach down. I say, you know what? You know what this is? And I'm thinking it's probably paperwork of some sort.
Right.
The paperwork was $5,000 in cash.
What?
So they ended up reaching out to the previous owners, which was a family in South Carolina. The family told them they had driven the Suburban to Florida for a cruise in 2019 and had misplaced that envelope of money during that trip.
What?
Yeah. And so, I mean, obviously they were pretty surprised and grateful, and they insisted that Landon keep $1,000 of it as a finder's fee.
So hang on, there were $5,000 was in the envelope?
Yep. And they gave Landon $1,000 of it.
Man, you know what? Legally, that's theirs. Because they bought the car, it's in the car, it's theirs.
Yep.
But
I mean, how amazing is that to like track down the owners? Because I mean, they knew, well, that's not our money.
Yeah.
And someone's probably missing $5,000. That's a lot of money.
Oh, man. I hope that never happens to me. I really do.
Oh,
because
gosh.
I don't know if I would do the right thing.
Really?
But I don't know what
you'd flirt with. Because, well, it's cash. Like, how do you trace that? So, but anyway, Landon was like, it's upstairs in my room. I've been thinking about all the stuff I could buy.
Man.
And his dad's like, we learned a lesson. Check the floor mats. Went back out, checked all the rest of the floor mats. I mean, what else could be hidden in there?
Yeah.
You know, well, glove box, all the things.
Well, then you start to worry, is it drug money? Is it something salacious? Is it, you know, ill-gotten money? But man, that's pretty good. He did the right thing.
Exactly. Just forgotten vacation money. So there you go. We'll tweet out the story at Ben and Kelly Show.
Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. And every morning we always give you setting the bar stories. What are setting the bar stories, Kelly? Describe it.
They are small examples of what not to do. A small little hurdle we're confident you can jump over and call the day a win.
So it was cheese that was his downfall. Let's get to this. If you can manage to make it through the day without letting a picture that you took of cheese take down your drug empire, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow. Or don't have a drug empire. Okay,
well,
but
sure.
What happened?
Yeah, right. Let's pretend we already have one, okay?
Okay, all right.
All right. Carl Stewart. Carl. Oh, Carl. So Carl, he did business. He was in the drug business. He used an encrypted phone system called EncroChat to do all his business, buying and selling, among other illicit substances. He also has a love of cheese.
Okay. I'm just waiting for the dots to be connected.
So while Carl was at the supermarket, he saw some mature blue Stilton cheese, and he was like, oh man, I love that cheese. And so he picked the cheese up, took a photo of the cheese, and sent it to like one of his buddies, accomplices, something.
Hey, look at this cheese. Doesn't this look tasty?
Look
really?
Look what I found. Wow. I found some mature blue I mean, I'm using kind of a hillbilly accent, but he's a British drug lord, so he's not going to... Right.
Okay, so look at this cheese. This looks delightful. I'd like to spread this on some crackers.
So let me just say... Well, it's not a spreadable cheese, but anyways.
Oh, okay.
So Carl's downfall was posting the picture in the first place.
Did it reveal, like, something in the background of the picture that was incriminating his location?
And this is where I'm mind blown about the police work done to take down Carl and his drug kingdom here. Because fingerprints were lifted from the photo to find Carl and then track him down.
Really? So he printed the picture?
No.
Oh, okay.
He posted a digital photo.
Uh-huh.
He sent it. And so police had already, infiltrated this EncroChat phone system anyway. So they were already lurking on this phone system site, whatever. So he posts this photo and he had grabbed the cheese, right? And okay. So there was a reflection of his fingerprints and and also there is a picture of his actual finger. So they could take the picture of his finger
and like zoom in
and zoom in and get the finger. Oh my gosh. Yes. And so they were able to take him down. So now
that's
facing,
insane.
Yep. He's facing 13 years in prison.
Wow, a fingerprint on cheese.
So again,
in a photo. That's insane kind of technology.
Yeah, yeah. So it was cheese that was the eventual downfall of Carl's drug empire.
Look at that.
Yep. So again, if you're within the sound of our voice and you've got some sort of drug empire going, here's a little example of what not to do. Okay. I mean, yes, don't have a drug empire.
Okay, right, thank you. A, don't have a drug empire. But B.
But B, if you do, don't take a photo of cheese.
Don't hold cheese and then take a photo.
That is setting the bar. You can always check in via text 502-571-9970 from Adam. Says, been a while since listened to you. Forgot how funny the show was. Just checking in.
Yay! That's an unexpected compliment.
Adam, we peaked, so you might as well just turn it off.
Yeah, it's all downhill.
It's all downhill from here.
We stop giving any sort of effort.
Right. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. So what happens when you just can't get the person that you made out with at a Bon Jovi concert 30 years ago out of your mind?
Or, wow, that's some hang time in the memory.
Right. Well, as Kelly always likes to say, you go to your basement and type on the computer a little love note to that person in the hopes that they will find it and you'll reconnect.
I say mom's basement.
Well, then there's that, too.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections. Would you like to go first?
I would. Ladies first.
Okay.
This is called Horse Lover Drippin' in Mystery.
Oh, mysterious.
Absolutely. Here we go. As I walked into the stables this morning, I saw you eyeing the horses with admiration.
Oh.
I casually introduced myself and mentioned that I hadn't seen you around here before. You told me you were the horse whisperer.
Okay.
I was intrigued, and I wanted to watch you work, so I stood back and watched you do your thing. You walked over to Carrots and stroked your mane ever so gently.
I like the name.
And then stroked her mane for 10 minutes. Did she mean mane again?
Probably mane again.
I'm real confused about that line.
Maybe there's a typo.
I don't know. Suddenly, you produced an apple from somewhere on your body and fed it to Carrots. Where were you keeping that apple? As Carrots was feasting on the apple, you leaned in to whisper something into her ear.
Oh.
Well, whatever you said got Carrots all hot and bothered, and I haven't seen her get up on two hooves in years.
Oh, wow. Oh, Carrots.
Imagine if you could transfer your magical powers from the stable to the boudoir.
Oh, my.
I would run around on all fours as well.
Okay.
Meet me at midnight outside the stable and bring a whole bustle of apples with you, because you're going to need to tame this filly.
Wow.
I just added the nay.
It felt right.
It was written.
It felt right. It felt right.
It did. It felt right in the moment.
Okay. This is Craigslist Missed Connections. All right. This is titled, We Swapped Tongues 30 Years Ago,
Gosh,
Man for Woman.
That is already graphic.
It's been 30 years, and I'm still looking for the loose chick named Carrie.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. I don't think that's a compliment.
No. It was the summer of 88. You and I met at the Bon Jovi concert, and I remember it like yesterday.
Why are we not playing Bon Jovi right now?
We'll get there.
Okay.
You were the blonde dancing in the aisle with a ton of dudes when your top malfunctioned.
Oh, no. She had a wardrobe malfunction before Janet Jackson did.
You left to go to the restroom. I was the guy who followed you yelling, let me help you with your top.
Oh, well, that's not creepy or anything.
It's totally creepy. You stopped, and I found someone at the concession stand to give me a clothespin.
Oh, wow.
After a minute or so, I fixed it while you hummed Living on a Prayer.
I mean, he just turned into her knight in shining armor, did he not?
Right. You thanked me and told me my perm was righteous. Wow. Didn't see that coming. Then you asked me
was righteous?
If I was in the band.
Oh, wow.
I lied and told you I was a roadie that worked on the lights. After that, we made out right there for 10 minutes.
Wow.
Your friend finally stopped us and told us that she just made out with the sound guy and hooked you guys up with backstage passes.
Holy cow. Uh-oh. I have a feeling his identity is going to be revealed as not being a roadie.
You ran off, never to be seen again.
Oh, dang.
Well, I mean, the sound guy trumps the light guy.
Absolutely does.
In the hierarchy of the
roadie. Way more
important. Yeah.
Yeah, to the concert hierarchy. Yeah. Got it.
For the last 3 decades, I've been searching for you, trying to pick up where we left off.
That is a long time
to
hang on to that flame.
Where are you, my Bon Jovi babe? Man.
Oh, dang. I'll bet every time he hears that,
he
probably has it on
back.
Repeat, yep. Just thinking of her.
Just takes him back.
30 years, that's a long time.
That is a long time to be pining after a woman you made out with.
And just now putting it out there in the universe on Craigslist.
That's right. Maybe he just got a computer. Who knows?
All right.
So, yeah, you know, when you find love and you just don't know where to go, sometimes you need to go to Craigslist Missed Connections.
That was magical.
Every hour we give you feel-good stories brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. All right, Kelly Kay, what do you got?
Well, this is kind of an emotional roller coaster little bit. So, could you imagine hitting the lottery for $1 million?
Oh, man.
Okay. And then throwing the ticket away.
Oh, that is rough.
Well, that happened to Leah Rose Riega in Massachusetts. Now, she won the $1 million in the Massachusetts State Lottery Diamond Millions instant game on March 30th. Cash prize she scored from a $30 ticket, but she didn't even realize it.
Oh, my gosh.
She was scratching one day, gave the ticket back to my mom to throw out. That's according to one of the family members that owns the shop. So the winning ticket sat in a pile for 10 days.
Oh.
Until finally, Abby decided to check the pile, double check it for the discarded tickets, quickly realized that one hadn't been fully scratched once finished scratching it off. Realized it hit the $1 million.
I mean, I had a $1 million in my hand, and on the other hand, I wanted to do something good. One evening, I was going through the tickets from the trash and outside, and I found out that she didn't scratch the number, and I scratched the number, and it was $1 million underneath the ticket. Mm. As soon as she came in, I hand her a $1 million ticket, and she freaked out and cried like a baby.
Oh, yeah. I mean, absolutely. They knew it was her because she was a regular and she got her tickets there. So, just amazing that, you know, he's like, he had the ticket, she threw it away. I mean, instantly, don't you think, the little devil and the little angel here on your shoulder, like, well,
yeah,
lost it.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah, how many times, you know, do we hear the lottery say, hey, sign your tickets when you get them. Sign them.
Because you know that wasn't signed. But that is absolutely the kindest thing to do ever.
He gave her $1 million.
He gave her $1 million. She walked away from it. Didn't even know.
That is wild.
Incredible. I told you it was a roller coaster.
That is. That's wild.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. And I'm hoping she gives him a cut. I mean, I know the store gets a cut.
Yeah.
For selling the winning ticket.
Right.
But man, I hope that family gets a little love.
Wow.
Yeah.
Again, happy that doesn't happen to me because I don't know what I would do. I mean, I'd like to think that I would do the right thing, but man, with that winning lotto ticket in my hand, I'm like, oh.
Like he said, I had $1 million in my hand.
Yes.
right there.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. And then just gave it to her who threw it in the trash.
Ah, that is a feel good.
Yep. We'll tweet it at Ben and Kelly Show.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right. She needs to know if she is the jerk in this situation. Okay.
So we're going to be the jerk police?
Yeah. Yeah. Kim wrote to us, or you know, and we just need to figure this all out. Okay.
Okay.
So that on the way. Kim wants to know, is she the jerk here? Says, my husband and I were married 13 years in March. We have 4 children, ages 8 to 15. We've never, all caps, been on a vacation without them. We planned a trip to Nashville for September. Right after booking our trip, my friend and her boyfriend asked to come, and we agreed on a couple's vacation. They have 5 children. Over the weekend, my friend called to set up the Airbnb and mentioned a party of 9. And I said, no, no, no. There are only 4 of us going. She said she was planning on bringing her whole family.
Oh, no.
I told her my husband and I were looking forward to an adult trip. We weren't bringing our kids. And that if she plans on bringing her kids, we will not be going with them. Now, she's all mad at me and won't talk to me until I agree with go with her family. So am I the jerk here?
Oh, I think no. Because, I mean, they talked about an adult vacation. That is very different than a family vacation. And so now is the friend like expecting her and her husband to accompany them and their 5 kids, but not their own kids?
Yeah, especially if you're going like to Nashville, because there are definitely some touristy stuff in Nashville, like some adult touristy stuff, like the Strip, and you can, you know, go.
Absolutely.
And you can have some really late nights and some karaoke bars and all that sort of stuff.
And again, very different trips.
Right.
And so if they were thinking, like, they haven't been on an adult-only vacation, and this was their intention, like, bringing 5 kids along is not part of that plan, I feel like. I don't think she's being a jerk.
Man, I have to agree with you, too, but is there a compromise somewhere? Like, is there a way that she can satisfy both? And I don't know if there is. So if you've got a suggestion, 502-571-9970 or at Ben and Kelly Show. Kim wants to know if she's being the jerk here, thinking that it was a couple's vacation that she and a friend were going on. Turns out she is bringing the 5 kids along. And now Kim's all like, hey,
that wasn't the plan.
Yeah, and I don't want to go. And now her friend's making her feel bad about it. So is she the jerk, she's wondering?
The 100% consensus right now is no, Kim is not the jerk. Janet said, she is your friend. The agreement was a couple's weekend, not a family weekend. I hate it when people change the plans without even consulting the other people involved. Mm-hmm. I've lost a few friends for similar things. You think it's all about there. They think it's all about them. You and your husband take a trip. Just the 2 of you. Don't worry about her and her selfishness. Megan says the same thing. You all initially agreed to vacation without the kids. She changed her plans and she shouldn't expect you to vacation with her entire family. Amanda says the same thing and said also Missy and I are coming on your adult vacation.
Oh, okay.
We got
great.
Some listeners volunteering.
Like, hey, we'll go to Nashville. Now, yep. We do have Christy who texts in and says, who takes a vacation without their kids? Maybe a night or two out without them, but an entire vacation? That's a bit much, in my opinion. Vacations are meant for the family. So it looks like Christy's saying, yeah, Kim, you're kind of the jerk for not wanting to bring your kids along. But did I miss something? She said that the Airbnb was a party of 9. So that means that it was her friend's family and just Kim and her husband. Is my math correct there?
That's what I'm saying. Yes, there's 5 kids okay. And then the 2 parents and then Kim and her husband.
I know.
That's 9. So yeah, she was like, you're coming with my family.
Right. Yeah. Like they're
your kids.
They're kind of the third wheel. So with the overwhelming majority saying, hey, Kim, you're not the jerk. It was kind of like, all right, so where's the compromise with this? Text from a listener says, hey, I have 4 kids of my own. So I know exactly what she means when she says she wants an adult only trip. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
And I would tell the friend that you guys can do some things together with her kids, like dinner a couple of nights. But for the most part, they planned a no kids trip. So suggest getting different hotels or an Airbnb house or different Airbnb houses so you can both have your own space.
Yeah, and you know, we've done like little weekend getaways where the kids go stay with the grandparents. Mm-hmm. Mommy and daddy can jet away for a little bit. Like, I don't think that's a completely selfish thing to do. You guys, as parents, need to reconnect as a couple.
Yeah.
When you can get bogged down by, you know, family life.
Right. Natalie says it sounds like it wasn't communicated well enough in the beginning. So it could be on either one of them as to whose fault it is. But her friend goes on that vacation in Nashville with her five kids. So maybe she can ask the friend to reschedule to a later date.
I think, you know, either way, if there was miscommunication and the friend really just didn't pick up that it was supposed to be an adult-only vacation, then she should be like, oh, okay, no, I get it. You know, it shouldn't be that big of a deal. Like, oh, I completely understand. You wanted to get away as adults. Let's do that another time. We're going to do the family thing this time around. We'll hook up again another time.
Yeah.
Like, it shouldn't be like, you need to go with my family on our trip.
Right.
Or we're not friends.
And I don't, you know what? And I don't want to poo-poo the vacation. It's like it's Nashville. So if it were Hawaii, it might, or a plane trip, it might be a little bit different. It's a, it's a, you know, 2.5 hour drive down 65. So yeah, exactly. Megan says, I barely want to go on my vacation with my kids, much less someone else's. So, so she gets it. She gets it. So, no.
I think we're on Team Kim on this one. Like, you know, you're not the jerk. That's completely understandable. At, you know, at best, it was a miscommunication, but the friend needs to be a little bit more understanding now that, you know, it's out in the open that, hey, was hoping this was going to be an adult vacation. If it's not going to be, we're going to pass.
Okay.
And she should be okay with that.
So we're just saying, hey, Kim, just go to the friend and say, hey, look, let's reschedule this, or, you know, we're going to do our own thing.
I don't think Kim caves to make her friend happy and go on the family vacation. That's just weird.
Yeah. I mean, I think that they can both even go down to Nashville at the same time.
Sure.
But do their own thing. And then maybe meet up together for, you know, one or two nights or something like that.
Yeah.
So, okay. So, if you want to jump in on the conversation, you always can. It's up on Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show. Billie Eilish coming to the KFC Yum Center March 11th. 2022. The tickets go on sale Friday. We're giving you tickets all this week before they go on sale. It's America's favorite game, Billy or Billy. We're going to give you clips. Either it's Billie Eilish or it's not. You identify which Billy it is, and winner could be you. Okay?
The or not part of this game is really what makes it magical.
Allison!
Yes, sir.
Hi, Allison. Calling us from J-Town. You said off the air that you were, you grew up on a farm, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. So you...
Oh, she might have an unfair advantage.
So you think you might have an advantage for identifying things that are not Billie Eilish.
That is accurate.
Okay.
I feel great about this.
All right, so the game is Billie or Billie. Get these right and win, okay? Are you ready, Allison?
Oh, I'm ready.
Okay, listen very carefully to this audio clue, okay?
It's going to be so difficult.
Ooh, okay,
all right. Okay, all right. Deep breath. Allison, your first audio clue. Here we go. Okay. Is that a Billy Goat or Billie Eilish?
I'd say that's a Billy Goat if I'd ever heard one.
Okay, you are right. Congratulations, one for one. Good job, Allison.
That expertise is coming in handy.
Oh, it is. It is. All those years spent on the farm finally paying off. Yeah. All right, here we go. All right, listen very carefully. Here comes your next audio clue. Is it Billie Eilish or a Billy Goat?
Really? You let it go on that long?
Sorry. My finger slipped.
I haven't heard that on the farm, so I'm going to say Billie Eilish.
Okay, you haven't heard...
Wow.
I haven't heard that one on the farm.
Reasoning is on point.
I like that. All right, congratulations. You are 2 for 2. Allison, here we go. Listen very carefully, okay?
All right.
Billie Goat or Billie Eilish?
Oh! That's a Billy Goat.
Okay, Billy Goat. Wow. I didn't. You didn't sound sure of yourself, so.
Well, no, it sounded like a Billy Goat in distress. A little.
Yeah, something was wrong with it there. I don't know.
All right. Okay, here we go. Last audio clue. This is for all the Billies, okay, Allison?
All the Billies.
All right, make your farm proud. Billy Goat or Billie Eilish?
Oh,
that was a quick one.
Oh, just a quick one there.
That was a quick one.
Speedy. Billie Eilish?
Billie Eilish is correct. Congratulations, Allison!
Wow! And everyone on the farm back home are super proud.
Man, yes. Take a bow, Allison, for J-Town and your
farm life.
And farm life and your upbringing. Wow. Really paid off.
I'm so excited.
Yes, Billie Eilish, you're getting to go. Congratulations. Hang on for us a quick sec, okay?
All right.
Wow, gosh, I really hope that Billie Eilish finds out how we're giving away her tickets. I really want her to know.
You know what? I don't.
Come on. I don't. I clucked to J-Lo, all right? We can tell Billie Eilish that we were comparing her with Billy Goats, and people got it right.
Want to know what you would do in this situation. So this kind of went viral on Reddit. Saw this. It was from a thread, servers, the tales from your server, right? So a bunch of, you know, waiters and waitresses, they get on and they like tell their little story. So this one was a bit wild. Want to know if this guy deserved to be called out. Okay.
Okay.
So this guy comes in to her restaurant. Orders a bunch of expensive stuff, including an entire array of appetizers. Bill comes.
He's on a date.
Yeah, he's on a date. It's like a $289 bill. So, I mean, they didn't eat cheap. He tipped $100, which,
wow,
you know, pretty generous, right? That's about 35%. Yep. But not long after they left, the guy comes back into the place alone without his date, demanding that they reduce his tip to just $20.
Ooh, that's significantly lower. That's not even like standard. That's what, 7%?
Right. And I guess he was a jerk about it, saying if he didn't, you know, go if he didn't get it, then he'd dispute it with his credit card company. The server obviously wasn't happy because that comes right out of her paycheck, and didn't like being used as part of a dog and pony show, you know, for his date.
Oh, yeah. He's just trying to be super impressive to his date and then showing his true colors in private.
So this is what she did. And this is where I want to know, did he deserve this treatment from the server? She follows him out to the car, taps on the window. And in front of his date, because he probably was like, oh, I forgot something. I just got to run back into the restaurant, you know? And so she's still out in the car. She taps on the window and in front of his date says, sir, if you wanted to reduce your tip from $100 to just $20, you'll have to sign a new receipt.
Oh.
She said the date was stunned and the guy was just glaring like daggers at her.
1,000%.
So deserved.
I mean,
it, yeah.
Kudos to the waitress. Yes,
I gotta say yes too.
Team waitress on this one. Yes,
yes, team waitress.
Yeah, because that's just wrong. I mean, you know, to not even. I mean, it's one thing if it's like accidentally tipped like $1,000 or something like absolutely crazy, but then still take it back to something like 20% at least.
I have accidentally over tipped before. And it hasn't been like $100 when I've only done 10, but I can't remember if the math was wrong or whatever, but I just tipped.
Did you not have your little tip card? Do you have one of those?
No. I typically tip 20% at least just because it's easy in my mind math wise to do.
Right.
So anyways, but I, you know, that's one of those like, all right, you live and you learn. It's just one of those moments you would never go back and ask to correct it, right?
No. And I cannot believe that he did. And then he like went as far as to say, listen, if you don't do this, I'm going to dispute the charge. And like, how rude is that?
Yeah, kudos.
I mean, yeah.
To the server.
Absolutely, he deserved it. Yeah. He deserved to be called out like that.
Yeah, Kristen. 1,000%. Kristen texts in is like, I'm a server, and just yes, hell yes, blank that dude. I know. I mean, this is like for sure. I mean, that is the level of. It's passive aggressiveness that is on another level. I mean, that was so great. So anyways, mm-hmm. we posted the kind of the synopsis, and then I even posted the link to the actual thread so you can read, because it is a long, long Reddit thread that you can dive into at Ben and Kelly Show on Facebook. Just talked to Thomas, who works over there at That's My Dog across the river, and Jeff across from the walking bridge. Man, he's excited. You can win $50 to eat there right now, WDJX.com. And then on Friday, you can pick up $50 for only $25, starting at about 9 at WDJX.com. Click on Kentuckiana Deals.
What a deal that is.
I know, right? Gives you an excuse to do the walking bridge, you know, work off those hot dogs you just ingest. Hey,
delicious.
So is tonight the night? Tonight the night that the Friends reunion is going to go down?
No, it's tomorrow night.
It's
tomorrow night.
I thought it was going to drop on Thursday, and
today is Wednesday.
I know. So like tonight, like in the overnight, like
midnight.
Yeah,
oh,
midnight.
I don't know. I'm not sure. Like what time?
Oh, okay, okay,
like
okay.
Tomorrow, and my neighbor Whitney has HBO Max, so I'm going to go over there and watch it. I'm excited.
Oh, yeah, because you have been conflicted over whether or not you want to dive in on the HBO Max as another streaming service.
Like, listen, I cut the cord a while ago to save money, and now it's just like piling on all these other streaming services is going to end up being way more expensive than what it was before. Right. And I'm just like, I got to draw the line somewhere.
I think it's funny that the cast, the Friends cast, you know, Jennifer Aniston, Courtney Cox, Lisa Kudrow, Matt LeBlanc, Matthew Perry, David Schwimmer, now, this isn't an actual episode. Like, you're not going to get to see what Ross and Rachel are doing now 20 years later. It's just going to be David Schwimmer and Jennifer Aniston talking about...
No, but I think they do talk about what they think the characters would be doing.
Right,
now.
Right.
Yeah, so, but they walk on the set for the first time after all these years, and they said, you know, it's just waterworks. I mean, they were all super emotional about it. They do a table read of some of their favorite episodes, which is going to be incredible. They have some their favorite guest stars showing up. Oh my God. Do you know who that is?
Well, I know there's a bunch of people.
Janice!
And yes, Janice.
She's going to show up. Tom Selleck's going to show up. Jennifer Aniston, by the way, they're, you know, doing a bunch of interviews. They asked, like, what were some of your favorite guest stars? Mm-hmm. Jennifer Aniston mentioned one in particular that's making fans go nuts.
Brad Pitt.
Can you guess who that is?
Brad Pitt.
Yep, she said Mr. Pitt was fabulous.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, it's going to be awesome. And then I think they have like a fashion show of some of like the iconic, I guess, quote, fashion moments from the show.
Are you?
And there's a whole bunch of stuff.
Are you cool with the whole James Corden hosting it? Because
know why there's controversy.
I've seen mixed reviews over it. Because there have been so many cameos from so many people on that show. They were thinking like any one of those.
Paul Rudd,
right,
who played Phoebe's husband Mike, should
have been. Would have been great.
He would have been a great choice because James Corden has zero connection to the show, mm-hmm. other than the fact that I think
he was
he's
a fan.
Connected to like the production company, I think, that's doing this is kind of like, it's a behind the scenes kind of mild connection. But I understand why people are just like, why him? There are so many other better choices. But I'm not focusing on that. I'm focusing on just all the amazing awesomeness that we are in for. It's like just the trailer sent me into tears.
I think it's funny that BTS is a part of it. The Korean pop band is a part of it. I think it's funny that in interviews that have already come out, you know, the boys, Matt, Matthew, and David said that they had a pact not to hook up with any of the girls on the show, and the girls thought it was funny that they had a pact. They were like, we didn't even have to have a pact because we didn't want to hook up with any of them.
Oh, now see, listen.
That is great.
They knew they wanted to keep the friendships intact, and that could get messy if they like ended up hooking up and something went awry.
But in that, I found out some of the other shows where the co-stars hooked up and it kind of went south, like famously, there was this old show in the 80s with Bruce Willis.
Yep.
Moonlighting. Yep, where he hooked up with his co-star during the pilot episode. Yeah. And it got picked up.
And then it got picked up.
I know, and then for seven seasons.
They had to do this entire series, and they hated each other.
Right.
Same thing with the X-Files.
Yes, yes. And that was
David Duchovny, and what was her name?
Gillian Anderson,
that's right. Yeah, they hooked up and then hated each other. And that series went on for a while.
That's funny.
And then the other thing, Juliana Margulies was talking about how she and George Clooney never hooked up.
Yeah.
Because
same
they
reason.
Wanted to kind of keep that. Yeah, the same yeah. reason. They yeah. wanted to keep the friendship. And they kind of also had this little, like, ongoing crush, mm-hmm. which was good for their chemistry.
You know how much chuginess we're dripping in this entire segment?
We're swimming in chug, and I'm fine with that.
We're swimming in chuginess, which we told you yesterday was some term that Gen Z has for what we're doing right now.
We're trying too hard?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
I don't know.
Feel like this is, I'm proud of it. I'm wearing it as a badge of honor.
All right, well, tomorrow is the big Friends reunion special dropping on HBO Max. I think it's dropping in, like, the overnight hours. So, like, you can wake up early and you can watch it if you want.
I cannot wait.
So we'll have to get your reaction after you actually see it, because I don't have HBO Max. I'm not gonna watch it.
I hope I go over to Whitney's house tomorrow sometime. I don't know what she's got planned.
Just go over in the morning before the show and just watch it. Just let yourself in. I'm sure it'll be fine. Man, we've all sent those drunk texts off, have we not? Maybe some of them are ill-advised. Some of them are...
Most of them are ill-advised. Have you ever heard of a drunk text that really ended up well?
Yeah, you're shooting your shot in the middle of the night. Hey, you up? Sort of text messages. Rarely, rarely ever do we get this type of response. And this is a Setting the Bar story, which has a humorous twist to it, okay? So,
okay.
These are always examples of what not to do. But if you can manage to make it through the day without drunk texting an aquarium, you're doing okay. And when
I was texting an aquarium?
Yep. And I don't mean like an aquarium just at a fish store. I mean like the South Carolina Aquarium.
Oh, okay.
So
I'm real curious as to how this happened.
A guy in South Carolina sent a bunch of texts drunkenly to this aquarium, I guess in the DMs on Twitter, asking questions about marine life. Like, why do seahorses like to grab things with their tail? And on what subjects do marine biologists disagree?
Wow. These are really deep questions ponder after a few drinks.
Why should I only eat oysters in months that contain the letter R? I mean,
I wouldn't have even known to ask these questions.
And just a bunch of different thought bubbles. Text just fired from about 10:30 at night till after midnight.
Did he get answers?
That's the best part of this story. The aquarium actually responded with answers to every single one of his texts.
That's fantastic, because to be honest, like, how many of these questions do they actually get?
I know. So the South Carolina Aquarium responded, like, seahorses like to use their tails to hold on because they aren't very good swimmers and they may get tossed around in currents if they aren't holding on. As for oysters.
Look at that. That is knowledge I didn't have before.
Yeah.
I've learned something.
Right. And they're like, as for the oysters question, this quote rule comes from the fact that bacteria that is harmful to humans is more likely to be present during the warmer seasons that do not end with an R. And I'm just I know it's so they just go through, and then he responds and like the very next morning. So after he's had time to like sleep it off, he's like, wow, thank you so much for all your answers. My wife should be happy I drunk text aquariums and not other women.
That's fantastic.
I know.
Because he's like, first of all, he should be proud at the caliber of questions he was firing at them.
I know.
And I mean, that was impressive to begin with. But then all of the answers, I mean, we are all smarter after this segment. Are we not? Did we not learn something?
Right, right. And I think it's funny because one of the comments on the South Carolina Aquarium's Twitter post, which we retweeted, by the way, at Ben and Kelly Show, says, can we talk about how his drunk texts are 100% intelligible and not gibberish like a normal human? Right?
Yes, he deserves all the credit in the world
for
all of that. That's fantastic.
Again, setting the bar. If you want to see the whole text thread, you can at Ben and Kelly Show on Twitter. But yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without drunk texting an aquarium, then you're doing okay.
Or maybe this is something you do.
Maybe.
I mean, he had a thirst for drinks and knowledge.
And knowledge, and he got them both. There you go. That's setting the bar. Streaming TheBenAndKellyShow.com or on your smart speaker. You're going to ask to play 99.70 JX. You can get us there, too. Is John Cena causing a international thing?
What'd he do? He's the bad guy in the new, F9, Fast and Furious 9 movie.
Right.
Does that have anything to do with that?
It does, because he's doing, publicity for it. And he apparently said that he's excited because Taiwan is the first country that can watch F9. And so Taiwan is considered by Beijing as a territory, not a country. And so that apparently caused a huge to-do. And so,
oh my.
And now I gotta be honest, I don't know if this is John Cena making the apology or if it's a translator translating John Cena, his apology, but this is in Mandarin. He actually apologizes.
你好中国,就是叫西娜,我必须说现在,在速度与激情中.
I mean, and it goes on and on and on, and I'm not gonna continue playing it because I can't understand it, and maybe you can't either, but like.
What did it translate to? Like, sorry.
It said, I made a mistake.
Okay.
Yeah, now I have to say one thing, which is very important. I love and respect China and the Chinese people. I'm very sorry for my mistake. Sorry, I'm really sorry. You have to understand that I love and respect China and Chinese people. And so now, like, this is like a big thing. And so then there are people that are like, why did you apologize? Don't do that. And then there are other people that are like, it's wild. And this is all John Cena. And John Cena, you can't even see him anyways. So it's like, isn't that his wrestling thing? Like, I'm not a huge wrestling fan, but like, isn't that his thing? Like you can't see me.
Why are we not playing his little?
I know I can't find
music.
It. I don't know.
Okay.
I know.
Anytime we mention John Cena, we have to play that, even if it's been like years since he's been in the ring. Still doesn't matter.
Kelly.
Thank you. Yes. Can't see me. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe he should just say that. It wasn't me.
You can't see me. So I don't know. We'll have to see what ends up happening, if anything.
He didn't mean anything by it. He was just happy that he wants as many people around the world to see the movie
because
yeah, that's it.
Because
that's
this
all
is,
he was trying to say.
This is a brand new franchise, and no one knows anything about Fast and the Furious. And so yeah, he's just trying to get the word out.
Yeah, he's just trying to get his acting career off the ground.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, people get super upset about, things that they should. It's like he just is saying, I'm just super glad people can watch the movie. That's really all he's saying. If he's not great with a map or knowing all the territories or who owns what, do we really blame him?
I didn't really have time for this setting the bar story, so I'll just squeeze it in real quick. But if you're headed up to Wisconsin, there is a warning, an alert out if you... if you're up there, because there is an accidental alligator on the loose.
An accidental alligator?
Accidentally.
An alligator is accidentally on the loose.
Wandered away. His name's Rex. He's been missing since Saturday. They're not really sure where he is. He's been a part of this zoo in Wisconsin. It's a private zoo. It's not like a public zoo for 35 years. He's described as pretty docile alligator as far as alligators are concerned. He has arthritis, and so he's an old guy. But don't alligators, they live hundreds of years, right?
I feel like they do have a long lifespan. So maybe this is like he's on an excellent adventure having like an alligator version of The Hangover.
Or
maybe
he's
meeting up with some alligator buddies.
Or like he's on his bucket list. But yeah, so
yeah, he could be on a bucket list tour.
So yeah, they're just saying, hey, we're not really sure where he is. He could be missing. He could just be hiding somewhere, but just be on the lookout for Rex.
I feel like you should be able to spot Rex fairly easily in Wisconsin.
The turtle that walks downtown, the tortoise that walks downtown, he got fixed up, right? Name? Because remember, he got hit by a car.
Yeah, I think they took care of him.
Okay.
But yeah, hopefully people in Wisconsin will spot Rex soon. They can get him back home. Hear about his adventures.
Yeah. I wonder, yeah.
It's not like Florida where there's a ton of Rexes.
No, this is Wisconsin.
Walking around. Like, Rex is going to stand out in Wisconsin.
That's right.
I feel like.
That's right. That's right. All right. Tomorrow, more tickets for Billie Eilish to give away. So that's exciting. I don't know. Do we rock?
Keep the magic. Why would we stop now? Why would we stop now?
I mean, we've
now?
Gone half the week doing it this Billie or
Let's
Billie.
Let's go the distance. keep it going.
What I really appreciate about this entire thing now is that you are all having fun with it at this point.
Absolutely.
You are struggling with the answer each time, and
really mulling it over, like, ooh, it could be either one.
I know. Yes. I do appreciate that. So
they're playing along with it. They get us.
So yeah, congratulations to Allison who picked it up today. Tickets tomorrow for Billie Eilish. Be listening around 8. Of course, it's Throwback Thursday, and all sorts of stuff will conjure up for you tomorrow.
Just to further give you a confirmation that the Billy game is slaying.
It's okay.
5-year-old Harper, we just got a video. She was so excited she got them right. So listen, we've got the 5-year-old set invested. Like, they're in it.
I mean,
we're not stopping at this point.
If we can make the 5-year-olds laugh, I think we're doing an okay job.
Yes.
All right. That's good. Thank you for that confirmation. Maybe we'll bring it back again tomorrow. All right. Have a good one.
That's awesome.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode. Only from 99.7 DJX. Brand new episode. Brand new episode.